Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, the United Nations is accepting resumes for professional gun grabbers. Then, British cops train to take on their own citizens in a mock city. And DHS admits they're playing catch and release with illegal immigrants. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
42,000 pairs, 6X for the illegal aliens.
We're being invaded by South American walruses.
The Department of Homeland Security is now openly admitting that they are using your tax dollars to ship illegal immigrants to any part of the country that they want to go. Now, this confirms InfoWars reports that federal agencies are basically standing down from enforcing border security. Instead, they're actually escorting thousands upon thousands of Central American immigrants deeper inside the United States. AP is reporting that the Obama administration is well aware that they are letting illegals go free. Of course, we know it's by design, and they have released an untold number of immigrant families caught traveling illegally from Central America. And although the government knows just exactly how many they've released, they're not telling anybody. They refuse to say publicly just how many illegal aliens they are allowing to flood into the country. The AP report goes on to say that immigrants, primarily from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, have been released into the U.S. interior by the federal government. And they're being told to report within 15 days to the nearest U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement offices. Like they're all going to do that. And this underscores our InfoWars investigations over the past several weeks detailing how federal border agencies have been issued a top-down order to stand down, effectively surrendering control of the U.S. southern border to the overwhelming flood of illegal immigrants. Now look, this is a catch-and-release program orchestrated by the DHS. The Border Patrol has been ordered to release illegal immigrants in places like Southern California, Arizona, and South Texas. This way, they will blend in and nobody will really notice or even care. They are not being screened for communicable diseases. Many of them are violent criminals or gang members. But the message is clear, all right? It's amnesty for all. We no longer enforce our laws and the borders are wide open. Thus, the invasion. Thank you, Obama. And don't forget that this sudden tidal wave of immigrants began as soon as El Presidente Obama announced his deferred action program, which basically gave the green light to come on down. And Obama knows that most Americans are compassionate and conveniently uninformed. And this allows him to deliberately arrange for the flood of immigrant children to arrive in our country for his own twisted political purposes. This is no accident, my friends, and this is not a humanitarian crisis. No, this is a well-thought-out, orchestrated assault on our country by a rogue administration.
With daily reports of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States, InfoWars headed to South Texas to investigate. In McAllen, Texas, we found that church groups were working with the city of McAllen to transport and house illegal immigrants who had been recently released by the Border Patrol. Many immigrants were fleeing countries that could be considered failed states.
Now, as you can see behind me, there's a van that's ready to transport some children. I'm not sure if they're going to a military base. I'm not sure if they're going to another church facility. But as you recall, our reporters went to San Antonio, Texas, and encountered some children at a base there.
The representatives we talked to did stress that the illegals they were housing had orders to appear in court for entering the country illegally. We spoke to the emergency manager in McAllen, who told us he had reason to believe that Border Patrol was providing at least some of the Central American immigrants with travel accommodations.
The only ones that you'll see here are family units that are like a mom and a couple of kids that they have determined don't pose any sort of security risk. And
right.
They have a criminal background, and they've got relatives or help somewhere in the interior. Mm-hmm. So that category of people again, it was our understanding they provide them a ticket.
Right.
And then they drop
them. The Border Patrol provides them a ticket.
That's what we were told, and that's what I understood.
With what we learned, we went to the border in search of illegal crossings. We spotted a Border Patrol unit tailing us, so we pulled over to the side to see if it actually was following us, and indeed it was. No longer being pursued, we headed to South Padre Island on a side mission. Earlier this year, InfoWars had tested radiation levels on the U.S. West Coast, and since the immigration story had brought us to the Gulf Coast, we decided to test that as well. During the trip, we had been in contact with an ICE agent who was eager to blow the whistle on practices in his organization. His report revealed chilling health concerns.
What are you guys doing to help keep the diseases or the sickness to a minimum? Are you guys giving them any type of medication in your facilities?
Absolutely, yeah. If whoever is going to be detained, they go through a lengthy screening process, doing some chest x-rays, separate tuberculosis, things of that nature. And they're treated. And typically, let's say, for example, a person with tuberculosis will not be released until either A, the treatment is completed, or B, they can get together with the country of the person where they're from and get with medical there and make sure that they can continue to take their treatment upon return to their country.
What's the most common illness that you see coming from these Central American countries?
We do get our isolated cases of people with tuberculosis. There may be a couple that come through that they admit to having a communicable disease. But I mean, really, we don't check for communicable diseases. That's not part of the screening process.
Later, our search took us to Brownsville, Texas. We tried to talk to the public information officer at the border crossing, but he refused to comment on camera. He told us to put in a media request that would be responded to within 21 days. While I was conversing with the PIO, a rifleman was dispatched to deal with the rest of our crew as they were filming the checkpoint.
I just want to report some illegals.
This guy has a gun. This guy has an assault rifle.
Our original mission to film illegals being transported to bus stations had exceeded beyond our expectations. We even found out that FCC-controlled media had followed in our footsteps in McAllen. We headed home, but with one last checkpoint separating us from Austin, the security theater was impossible to avoid. Like the TSA, Border Patrol screens at mandatory checkpoints. It seems like the individual agents use their own discretion to judge who and who is not on the level. InfoWars reporter John Bound decided to tell the Border Patrol that if they really wanted to do their jobs effectively, he had a few suggestions on where they could find illegals.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, I just want to make you aware of the fact that the organization you work for, the Border Patrol,
yes,
is funding illegals coming into our country completely illegally. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that.
We got to talk to somebody else. We got chased around by Border Patrol because we're American journalists. Now, Border Patrol is part of an illegal act against the American people. I'm not some whack job. I just want to bring it to your attention and let you know that you may run into more people like me.
You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, pay $1 an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
And we are now learning that the feds have started to close down areas near the border that have traditionally been open to the public, perhaps because of InfoWars. Well, regardless, they definitely want a media blackout. They've also begun restricting journalists from those very same areas, citing safety concerns. Yeah, all right. So the feds are ordered to stand down as the U.S. border collapses. They don't want us to report on it. They don't want you to know about it. Forget about it. Well, we're not going to forget about it. We are going to continue to cover the border collapse every single step of the way. In fact, we have several reporters en route to those very same restricted areas as we speak. So be sure to stay tuned and tune into InfoWars.com for more groundbreaking updates. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. The InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this, so stick around.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As federal agencies stand down to what can only be described as a total collapse of our borders, the United Nations is preparing for a massive civil breakdown right here in the U.S. And they have accelerated their plan for global gun confiscation after the imminent collapse of our country, even going so far as posting job offers for commanders who will be trained to seize guns, and I quote, from the civilian population. Oh man, we've been warning you about this for a long time. We've shown you the official documents. I mean, this is what the UN does. They've done it worldwide, and I guess they think we are next. A posting on the United Nations Career Opportunities page announces a vacancy for the position of Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer under the UN's Department of Peacekeeping Operations in New York. So they plan to use the border collapse to bring down this country and usher in martial law. Problem, reaction, solution. Here's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a maximum alert. Last week we were contacted by Army personnel, by MPs, and then by Air Force MPs about United Nations advertisement solicitations that were being hung up in the barracks to recruit them for gun confiscation during collapse in America. That happened about a week and a half ago almost. Then in the middle of last week, we were sent the United Nations career advertisement that just went up by the same people saying, look, we've looked into it, here it is, for during a collapse, gun confiscation to stabilize things. And the RAND Corporation came up with a plan 20 years ago for this National Stability Police Force. This is what the UN does worldwide. They've taken everybody else's guns. You understand? This is what they do. And it's in their own documents. They want it. Now it's broken. Now, we were waiting on the report, not to confirm it, but to get undercover information, which we're getting right now.
And it shows how great the alternative media is that DrudgeReport.com already had it last night, that the, you know what, they hit the fan plan with Max Labo, broke it. It's awesome. We are ferreting out even more, confirming the specifics, but they admit in their own career plan right here, disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officer. These are commanders to carry this out, and it gets into all of it. Small arms disarmament, their mission, they've got to have serious command, you know, from third world takeover operations that they've done in other countries. Here's the article on Infowars.com, mirrored Max Slavo, and he goes through it all. I've got Paul Watson doing a more detailed article showing the whole history of it. Now, let me show you this. We broke this a few months ago, so did the New American. DOD directive provides for federal authority in quelling civil unrest. Then, look who ends up carrying it. The London Guardian just a few days ago, Pentagon preparing for mass civil breakdown. Type in civil unrest, click Google News, ladies and gentlemen, and you will see this literally everywhere. The armored vehicles, the drones, the tanks, the preparations, using the border collapse that's just begun like a tsunami. Sheriffs have called it like Katrina every day. To bring down those areas and then to basically bring in civil emergency or martial law. Food prices are doubling. Everything is starting to get more and more hardcore worldwide. And here, this is the globalist collapse, Cloward and Piven, problem, reaction, solution. But getting this out and exposing that they're preparing for it will cause a public debate and they will fail. That's why they want to deny the NSA spying and deny all the things they're doing and deny they're funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, because then there can't be a debate about it. We're going to force the debate. We are the real media. We are the true media, not the state-run media. And this stuff is getting out regardless of what happens to InfoWars. There's Drudge and so many other great outfits out there that know the truth and care about freedom. And great job to Mac getting this out. Again, we've got a big story on this with video, audio we're working on right now. It'll all be covered on the radio today, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Infowars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99%. pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
Enough. Enough.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
And this all coincides with the acceleration of anti-Second Amendment rhetoric and executive action from the Obama administration since the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre. Meanwhile, in a town hall meeting just last week, Hillary Clinton said publicly that people who are against gun control should not be allowed to hold an opinion that terrorizes America.
We cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is. It is a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people.
Meanwhile, earlier this month, President Barack Hussein Obama had this to say about gun confiscation in Australia.
Australia just said, well, that's it. We're not seeing that again.
Yeah.
And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws, and they haven't had a mass shooting since. I mean, our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this.
So it's really no secret that the U.S. government, along with the U.N., have been preparing for widespread civil unrest. And we've told you about the massive DHS ammo buildup as they have purchased billions of rounds of ammunition along with armored tanks. They're out there purchasing riot gear. They've got unmanned drones, detention centers, FEMA camps, roadblocks. They've got TSA Viper teams, militarized SWAT teams, you name it. I mean, come on, folks. The signs are all there. Something heavy is about to go down. And there's a good chance it's not going to be just the United States involved in this total breakdown, as we are now seeing plans for civil unrest in Europe as well. In fact, British police are preparing for riots in a fake town that they've created for training purposes, where they have staged events like angry mobs attacking police. Oh, they've got Molotov cocktails. They're throwing bricks and glass bottles at the police. The empty town represents really a stereotypical street in the UK. We're showing you pictures right now, and this is all in preparation for mass riots and civil unrest in the UK. I mean, what on earth do they expect to happen in Europe? And don't forget, earlier this year, our very own David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, well, they reported how the U.S. Army had built a 300-acre fake city in Virginia. I mean, it cost a staggering $96 million. Now, check this out. The Army claims that the city was built to train soldiers for future combat scenarios. Really? I mean, there's no doubt that the training facility, I mean, look at it. It resembles a typical American city or a typical American town. The street signs, they are in English. There is a Christian church. They've got a bank. They've got a school, plus an underground subway and even a sports stadium. So, you know, it really looks like the site was created for preparing our troops for the domestic occupation of U.S. cities. In the event of what? In the event of martial law or massive civil unrest. Something wicked this way comes. God help us all. Hey, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Texas time, that is. Until then, have a blessed evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow. Good night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were. Nya.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.